Thank you for joining me for part two of the Amen Spiritual Recovery newsletter for late September and all of October. Part two, finding your peace. There's a little piece from an old folk singer called John Prine. Blow up your TV, throw away your newspaper, move to the country, build you a house, plant a little garden, eat lots of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. Recently, my spiritual advisor sent me this quote, and it surprised me. He's not the musical type, but there is a profound spiritual message here. It reminds me of when I lived back on the farm, the ashram, back in the early 70s. The ashram's motto was, and still is today, simple living and high thinking. In the first part of this newsletter, I ended with, are you upset by the state of things? Would you like to be anchored better during these stormy times? John Prine has the answer right here. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper. How much peace is the news, be it paper or electronic, bringing you? How about this? Exchanging the time you read, watching, and listening to the news for reading bona fide scripture, prayer, and or meditation for 1 month. See where your consciousness is at the end of that month. Is it more anchored and less upset by what's going on in the world? Now, some of you might think I'm suggesting avoiding reality. Well, I am for a little while, but after a said period, turn back into the world for the news for 10 or 15 minutes every other day. And the world will continue, and you'll be less entangled and upset by it. So, move to the country, build you a house, plant a little garden. Well, there's a lot here. Move to the country. That's finding that peaceful place in your home where you can have some silence. This can be anywhere. Some folks do it right in the heart of New York City. Build a house. Begin to make this place your sanctuary. Bring only sacred things into it. Scripture, pictures, quotes, deities, etc. Plant a little garden. It takes dedication and consistency. Without dedication and consistency, a garden will never thrive. It will be filled with weeds and pesky animals. Without a dedicated time and consistency to the garden, lots of distractions will take you away from it. Eat a lot of peaches. As a kid growing up and going to my Aunt Nellie's house in Rockaway, Queens, she would always have a bowl of fruit on the table, mostly peaches in the summertime. I'd take one of these, bite into this fuzzy peach, and it exploded with juice and nectar. Enjoy many peaches in your sanctuary. Let the nectar of your practice explode with juice all over you. Find Jesus on your own. No one can ever give us our higher power. Spiritual teachers and gurus can point us the right direction. Still, it's about surrendering our preconceived ideas of what and who God is. Just read scripture. Go into the silence using a sacred name. And higher power will reveal all you can handle. All the love you can witness. Eat a peach. Michael John.